It's Tuesday, September 12th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Simple steps, significant impact, reframing cybersecurity for the SMB market. In the midst of demand, cybersecurity wrestles with layoffs and burnout. And the chatbot play, decoding ChatGPT's Wayne and Microsoft's AI insurance. This is the Business of Tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre and National Crime Agency have published a white paper on the evolution of ransomware as a service and the cyber criminal ecosystem. The report highlights that responding to ransomware attacks need not be complex or expensive. Organizations can protect themselves by handling cyber hygiene issues such as prompt patching, strong password protection, and multi-factor authentication. The report also reveals that many victims are chosen opportunistically and not specifically targeted, and that poor cyber hygiene is often the root cause of successful ransomware attacks. A Tech Isle survey found that while many SMBs are aware of the threat of cyber attacks, a significant portion do not consider it a critical issue. One third of them are unconcerned about cybersecurity. Core and upper mid-market businesses take a more proactive view of these issues, with two-thirds viewing cyber attacks as either their most critical IT issue or a top three business issue. Nearly 30% of small businesses and roughly half of core and upper mid-market firms have implemented a cyber resilient solution. Small businesses in particular are less likely to see cyber threats as a top IT or business issue, but this may be due to their less mature IT operations and other daily business challenges. Those mid-market and core mid-market businesses view cyber attacks as critical IT issues or top three business ones, with over 80% focused on establishing effective cyber defenses. Why do we care? There's such an interesting disconnect here. Cybersecurity doesn't have to be nearly as confusing and challenging as the industry makes it out to be. And even with the risks, a number of customers don't care. Perhaps it's the overt complexity itself that's the problem. The industry's all in on cybersecurity, but maybe less is more. Do the basics really, really well. That seems to be the most valuable version of the service. Despite early expectations that the cybersecurity industry would be immune to the tech sector's wave of layoffs, hundreds of cybersecurity workers have received pink slips in the last few months. In the previous month, at least 9 cybersecurity companies have announced layoffs, including IronNet, Malwarebytes, Fortinet, NCC Group, Rapid7, Dragos, HackerOne, and Bishop Fox. While demand for cybersecurity products and workers has never been higher, competition among cybersecurity vendors has spurred layoffs as companies try to cut costs to better prepare for a potential recession and any other unexpected changes the macroeconomy brings next year. Cybersecurity professionals are facing a mental health crisis due to the intense work demands of the industry, according to a report by CyberScoop, Despite a growing awareness of mental health struggles within the industry, sources said there still aren't enough resources inside companies or across the broader cybersecurity community for professionals dealing with burnout, stress, and the intense anxiety of working in a high-pressure environment. A 2022 study by the security platform Tines of more than 1,000 security professionals across the U.S. and Europe found that 66% of respondents had significant levels of stress at work, with nearly as many saying their stress impacted their work performance. The same study found that almost 20% of respondents consumed more than 3 drinks a day, and 51% had been prescribed medication for their mental health. Why do we care? I'm a bit of a bummer today on security. I want to highlight 2 significant reasons to care. The first story is about the intense desire by cybersecurity companies to sell stuff. Sure, that's obvious, but think about it again. Excessive hype about cybersecurity is good for them, yet remember, they are pushing for continual profit, and yet there's still volatility in the market. And they're doing it in a burnout market. MSPs and IT services might face challenges recruiting top talent if they don't actively address these concerns. Demonstrating a commitment to employee well-being can be a competitive advantage. MSPs should consider investing in training programs that teach their staff resilience, stress management, and self-care techniques. This is a marathon, not a sprint. OpenAI's ChatGPT has seen a decline in website visits for the 3rd consecutive month, with users spending less time on the site. The drop in active users in June and July stabilized somewhat in August, with experts attributing the decline to students going on summer vacation. ChatGPT is primarily used by college-age individuals, with students seeking homework help being part of the story. While teachers have expressed concern that most of their students use ChatGPT in some capacity, the decline in accuracy of the tool and increasing competition in the chatbot space could also be contributing factors. Microsoft has announced the Copilot Copyright Commitment, which provides legal protection for customers who are sued for copyright infringement over content generated by the company's AI systems. The policy covers damages and legal fees, providing customers with an added layer of protection as generative AI sees rapid adoption across the tech industry. Microsoft will pay any legal damages for customers using Copilot, Bing Chat, and other AI services as long as they use the built-in guardrails. Why do we care? I'm more interested in considering that there is more competition in the chatbot space. I'm not panicking the way some of the analysis is over ChatGPT's dips. We've recently covered how much these tools are being used for experimentation. Users are trying things. That will mean some fluidity too. According to legal experts, Microsoft's pledge to defend customers from copyright infringement lawsuits related to its Copilot AI tools is a smart one, as the risk of infringement is low. Generative AI platforms will still face legal questions over the material used to train the models. Microsoft's indemnification commitment aims to reassure potential customers. Still, limitations on coverage and the fact that Microsoft would already likely be a co-defendant in lawsuits would limit the number of applicable cases. This is savvy positioning. Partners can leverage that too. With as much uncertainty as there is, this is notable.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Thanks for listening. My favorite today, National Video Games Day. So I'm off to play something else. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.